Okay, so it's only 5 minutes, I promise. I'm so much wanting to go and purchase my 30 minutes of audio, but I'm afraid if I do, I will lose every follower that I have, and I know people appreciate brevity. I always say that brevity is not my forte. I say it all the time. It's true. So, socially, I'm really, this kind of ties back into something, and I don't know, honestly, even who said it, about social media. I'm also kind of dialing into Freaky Foof's comment. Andre was talking about people not staying in touch. It's really funny because we're talking about how we use Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And, you know, I have so many different people. Always have had different groups of people from very different places and walks of life, and merging those groups of people has never been comfortable for me. I'm just a strange person. I meet people in all different kinds of places, and they're wonderful, but the idea of putting them together in one place just, oh no. So I find that kind of with social media too. I have certain news feeds and people that I follow on Twitter, different people again on Facebook, different people again even on Audioboo, which is really kind of cool. So I think it really, to me, in 5 years' time, I wonder if we will, if these, many of these platforms will even exist. I don't see people going to a website, for example, and putting in their updates and things like Twitter, as Twitter's API changes and stuff. I see this and I think, you know, you're backsliding, man. You know, for all that everybody has constant connectivity, I wonder if it will bring them any closer together or if it will still stay fragmented. There are areas in which social media fragments us a little more than we were when we had to pick up the phone and make a phone call. That having been said, I would always rather use it over having to call somebody out of the blue and be the one to make that first effort. Just because I always feel like I'm intruding on other people, and I, you know, so it's easier to just shoot a message off. And I wonder if that will continue. I kind of think as a younger generation who was born with this stuff in their hands and raised with technology around them, it just will evolve into another method of communicating, and the phone, it is in and of itself, will sort of become passé. But I don't know that it'll change how we communicate. I think the groups that are separated are still going to be separated. I think the fragmentation will, you know, will still be there because different people are comfortable in different places unless somehow it gets unified. And I just don't see unity happening when we have companies that are competitive and platforms that are competitive and stuff. So it's my 50 cents worth, only because I went off ranting about my car and didn't say anything about social media. And I do really feel that, you know, we, for all that we're connected. That having been said, I know some people who said I'll never use a digital device who now use them for reading exclusively because it's easier for them in some ways to see it and read it comfortably for long periods of time. I know people who've said I'll never use a smartphone who love music and have since, you know, been completely taken over by the ability to, you know, stream you know, internet radio, wherever they are, and who are just complete addicts of, you know, and use. I have a good friend who, for years, I'll never get a smartphone. And now that he has one, all he does is runs around streaming, you know, Folk Alley and community radio and internet radio and all this stuff. You know, and so it's really neat in a way, the way it's even pulling on the older generation. I just, set my mom up with my 70-year-old mother up with an iPad about a month or so ago. So it's, in some ways, it's bringing us together. But I think if there's fragmentation that occurs in our relationships, it will continue to occur throughout our different platforms. I feel it. That's all for me. I really am going to shut up now and go get some work done. Have a nice day, everybody.